In the second episode of Dear God, Am I Doing This? I welcome you with love and infinite possibility and gratitude for being here. I want to talk to you today about a topic that is so important in this human experience, and that is about going all in. I want you to listen to this with an opened mind, an open soul, and to know that you are highly favored, highly supported by the divine, and that you have the power to make the most out of this life. But first, Earth School is not for the faint of souls. No matter where you are in your life, what your status is, we all go through something. And sometimes that requires massive bravery, massive courage, and massive faith. And sometimes we gotta jump right in and ask ourselves,
Dear God, am I doing this?
Welcome to the podcast where we put a mystical spin on some of life's biggest questions, helping you reach your highest potential through your divinity. Let's roll in. There's this quote from Master Yoda, and it goes, "Do or do not, there is no try." And whether or not you've watched Star Wars before, I'm sure you've heard of it. And I really want to bring this quote into today's episode and just the energy that it brings, because today I want to talk to you about when you go all in. So with this being said, I want to bring a mystical, metaphysical take, a metaphysical spin on what this means and how going all in truly sets ourselves up for success in all areas of our life. It radiates an energy to God, saying that, damn, she is serious. He or she is serious. They truly want to get the most out of life. They are here to get the most out of life. And that energy is received by the universe, and you will simultaneously attract bigger opportunities and deepness and depth that make this whole life worth living. So when you make a decision to do something, anything, let's just say a relationship, for example, that person that you choose, or let's just say love, for example, the person that you choose to love, whether or not that is your family member, your children, your spouse, that love, you're going all in for it. And what that means is you will know once you put all your faith in going all in, you also have to be fearless in a sense, because there is this duality, right? It's like, if I love, that also puts me in a state of possible negative outcomes like heartbreak, death, infidelity, you know, betrayal. There's so many things that could happen on the flip side. But I know that because we are divine creations and we have the divine in us, that we can now step into the power of living our life fully and deeply as humanly possible. Because when you experience the height and the fulfillment of going all in, even if that's going all in your dreams, what I'm saying is, if you have something in your soul that is put there by God, not anybody else, because your soul's calling, what your soul is calling you to do, is not something that you can escape. And when you make decisions from a soul state, knowing that this is something you have to do, you have to do this because you cannot, simply cannot ignore it anymore. Know that you are supported spiritually and you can go for it. You can go all in. So when we go all in now, I want to take this down to the smallest example. So let's just say, you know, cleaning your house, or let's say you agree to meet somebody for dinner or to get together, right? Are you doing this out of a state of obligation? Are you doing this out of a state of wanting to? Regardless of what, like where that is coming from, you made that decision. So once you make those decisions, go all in, be present, express yourself as truly and as authentically and as beautifully and truly connect with that person that you agreed to meet with. We have to make the most of all these experiences and stop living in a state of halfness, where the people that I'm around can only experience half of me right now. Not everybody is for you. Not every career is for you. But once you decide, the only way to know and the only way to extract and to gain the full experience that is meant for you at this moment, at this time in your life, because you decided, you have to go all in. Because once you go all in, it's not to say that, hey, shit's not going to go wrong. This ain't going to be for me. But it's taking that leap of faith. The big leaps of faith in life is what's going to bring us that true fulfillment, that true depth, the true experience of our life. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I know that we are all still working on things in our inner work and with our phones and, you know, jobs and all the things that we have to do. It does make it difficult. But if you put as your mantra that I am here now, I'm here to live life to the fullest, in the fullest capacity that I can with each experience, that changes the game. That changes the way that you show up for yourself. That changes the way that you show up to the world. And when something happens and we just need to fall back, or that darkness comes, you know that at least you put your full entire effort, your dedication, your discipline, your full soul to be present within that experience. And then we can move on to the next one. Hey, if you are liking this podcast so far and want to dive a little bit deeper, I invite you to check out some of my offers in the description, in the show notes below. I have a vibrational match assessment, which is really easy to use and such a useful tool to measure your energy and your frequency in relation to the frequency of your desire. It is a manifestation method that I have used for a little while, and it really helps me see things in a tangible way, because measuring your energy is not always easy. So check it out. I've also got a Soulful Letter subscription where I, Sarah Soul, write to you and send you beautiful, heartfelt, soulful letters in the mail every single month. These include prayers and reflections, monthly themes, meditations, and a beautiful affirmation card. My goal with this is to help inspire your spirit and support you through your spiritual journey. So if you align your vibration to the vibration, the frequency of depth, of confidence, of trust and faith and surrender, all simultaneously, all interconnectedly, you become unstoppable. You become a force to be reckoned with. You become an inspiration, not even trying to be an inspiration, but your energy alone is something that people all around you can feel, and they want a piece of it. They want to know how you get these blessings, how you are so kind, how your soul is so caring and strong. How do you get through it? And not everybody's journey is the same. But I'll tell you, these elements of going all in, go all in with God, and you will reach the highest peak that you can for what is meant for you at this time and this place. I often think about death. When I talk about this, I often think about death. And it could be because a few very close people to me have passed on. It could also be because I have had a near-death experience. But the point I'm trying to make is that when we die in this life, that's it. For this experience, this body, this avatar, this life. So I ask you today, are you willing to go all in on the decisions that you make in life? Are you willing to let go of fear and trust the divine? Are you willing to block out anything that puts you in a state of stagnancy? Are you willing to do the work to live life fully? And it is work, kind of, because if you're not one to be fully immersed in each of your experiences, then you have to consciously make that decision like, hey, I really want the most out of life. So now I'm going to decide. And anything that comes in my way that stops me, even if it is just a thought, even if it is just like a repeating pattern, a cycle, somebody saying something to you, be the observer. Listen, that's all. You're here to experience the full capacity of planet Earth in this body, in this avatar, in this life with the people that you know. Be present, be here, be fully immersed. When you're cooking a meal, really cook the meal. Like, I mean, smell each and every ingredient. Think about its origin, where it came from, how it was grown. This is part of living a truly deep life. If you have an issue with connection, and I mean that in the sense of, you know, connection with people, or if you have social anxiety, or if you have just an issue with connection, I would absolutely start there. I would just, because our nose is like this portal, it's like this gateway, it's like this sense that it's like, when you smell, it invokes memory, it invokes connection. So smell your food, smell the earth, smell all the things. Live deeply, my love. Do or do not. There is no try.